This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My brothers and sisters in Islam. So this is something new for me. 10 points that you should not use, or 10 approaches that you should not use when you get in touch with your favorite scholar. I know that we all have our favorites, and that's absolutely fine, no problem. But this is how not to approach them. This is how not to contact your favorite sheikh or your favorite speaker. And this is from experience. And I hope and I pray that those who are listening do not feel offended in any way or shape. That's not my intention. If you don't get that, it means you don't understand my sense of humor, or my sense of humor does not match your standards. So forgive me for this. But if you are a speaker, a scholar, a sheikh, you will relate definitely to those 10 points. So here's number one. Number one, do not ever send a random message like Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, sheikh, and stop there and let the sheikh guess what is it that you really need. Okay, I will respond verbally. I don't have to type back wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi. I don't have to do that. I can say wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh verbally or secretly in my heart, and that's it. Move on with your life. So don't just send random messages or hello, and then three dots or whatever else. Hi, many hi and hellos and salams. Do not just send random messages. Number two, don't ever be demanding. Assalamu alaikum sheikh, I sent you yesterday a message, I didn't get a reply. Please respond because it's very, very urgent. Hello. Again, hi. Assalamu alaikum sheikh, did you read my message? I'm very disappointed. Do not be demanding, because guess what? Those mashayikh are human beings. They have got other things to do in life as well. Sometimes they receive hundreds, if not thousands, of messages per day from all walks of life, from different people across the globe. So sometimes your messages will be missed. Sometimes we will not have the time to even get to them or read them because we have other things to do. Number three, this is very, very important. Don't send essays. Don't talk about your history. In 1949, my father left town and came here, and you send a very long email. Believe me, this is very difficult for any busy sheikh to get through. Be precise. Go straight to the point. Ask your question if you have any, but don't extend your email or your message to a point that when I look just at the length, I say, I don't have time for this. Skip, next, you see? So be absolutely precise. Number four, don't ever ask personal questions. Hey sheikh, where are you from? I heard that you have a problem with your hands. I heard that you're coming to town from this. You know, my father is Gujarati. You know, my mother is this. But don't get into the, I heard that you have two wives, three wives, four wives, seven, nine. Don't bother. You are in love with that sheikh or with that speaker simply because he's saying Allah said so, and the messenger of Allah said so. You love him because of the deen. So focus on that and don't let your intention, be swapped to something else. May Allah protect us all. Number five, don't contact one scholar asking him about another scholar. So sheikh, can you please pass my number to Dr. So-and-so? Can you please, sheikh, help me get in touch with some, sheikh so-and-so? Believe me, we could do that. But sometimes you don't know if that sheikh or that scholar would be happy if I pass his number or email. You don't know people's personal preferences. So if you want to reach to that sheikh, make sure to reach to that sheikh only. Don't request from one scholar to pass a message to another, because most likely that would not happen. Number six, don't leave your WhatsApp number or your email address in a, on social media for that sheikh to contact you, because most likely, again, it's difficult for those busy people to leave everything at hand and just send you a message, say, Salam, hi, I saw your message on WhatsApp or on social media, and I'm saying hi back. Don't expect this to happen. And you don't have to leave your personal details for anyone to view on the internet. Number seven, don't start your message by saying, you are the only one who can help me with this problem. I don't know. I can't stop actually containing myself from laughing. No, that's wrong. Wrong statement. He might be one of those people who can get in touch and assist you in whatever problems that you're going through, but he's not the only one. She's not the only one. Allah is the one who will get you out of your trouble, first of all. But don't start, because we don't take that seriously. When I receive a message of that tone, I don't take it as a weighty message. I would immediately knew that this is a fan who loves that speaker or that cause so much. So he's now going beyond the limit, saying that you are the only one. So I would not accept any advice from anybody. Now, I will, anyone will tell me something good, I will not take, because you are the only one. Don't start like this. Don't, as I mentioned earlier, go straight into the point if you have a question. Wallahi, if we see one line question that's so straight and precise, most likely you will attend on it. Number 8, do not exaggerate. So this is relevant to the previous point. Do not exaggerate in describing your favorite sheikh, your favorite scholar. You're not doing him any favor. What we expect is a dua in our absence. When we are not around, we are expecting you to raise your hands. Ya Allah, bless that sheikh, bless that scholar for his knowledge, for his effort, for his time. That's what we really need. Bless them and their family members and so on and so forth. That's what we actually need. But don't exaggerate in describing those human beings. We are just like anyone else. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. But do not go beyond the limits in describing your favorite sheikh, because that does not do any good to him. In fact, it could lead such a person to like that hype and lead him to do the work for the sake of being praised and appreciated rather than for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't exaggerate. We're not celebrities. We are not, big shots and the like. We are just human beings who are doing the work of Allah to the best of our ability. And may Allah accept from one and all. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. Point number 9. If you are an organizer, this is very important. If you are an organizer and you wanted to conduct a workshop, a course, a conference, do not wait for the sheikh to be invited by somebody else so that you can reach out to them and say, hey, since you are in town, why don't you come to my masjid? Why don't you come to my Islamic center? Don't do that. You have to understand in the background, the current organizer who, took a lot of effort on his part to organize an event, had spent money for air tickets, hotel accommodations, and so on and so forth, and have his specific schedule for these numbers of days with each of the speaker to go here, to go there. They have already done the planning and they spend a lot of time and money and effort to get an event well organized of that class and so on and so forth. And you're coming here because the sheikh is already in town. You wanted to invite him, within organization, your organization or Islamic center. Don't do that. Be sensible. You may prepare another proposal for that particular sheikh. Yes, you may meet him during his visit and pass that proposal that we wanted to invite you for an event next month or next week. Take the responsibility yourself to organize an event inviting your favorite sheikh, but don't seize those opportunities to sneak in and disrupt the schedule already being organized by other Islamic centers or other organizations. May Allah protect us all. Number 10 and the final point in my video, and my favorite, do not ever propose to your favorite sheikh. Don't ever send an email say like, listen, I wanted to complete half of my deen. Complete it elsewhere, sister. These mashayikh are married happily, mostly, alhamdulillah, most of them are happily married, they have their families, and such messages could reach to the wives, to their wives, and destroy the peace that they already have. Don't ever do that. And if there is an opportunity for you to marry any of your favorite sheikh, it would be in Allah's qadr. But don't ever send these things via emails and messages of that class. Just try to reach out to your favorite scholars to learn the deen of Allah from them and move on. But don't ever send a proposal. I saw you in a dream and I saw this. And I said, sister, brother, please let us grow up inshallah and let us really focus on gaining knowledge through the knowledgeable people, the scholars of the deen, and do not try to let shaitan use those methodologies to destroy your intention. So let us be clear about why we love those scholars. Let us be very clear. Let us rectify our intentions to be purely for the sake of Allah and not for anything else. Again, if you are offended, it means you don't get my sense of humor. That's your problem. But I also apologize if you felt any offense. But if you didn't, alhamdulillah, I hope that you can spread the message, inshallah. Now, those were my 10 points. If you think that there are more than that, please drop them in the comments, whether on YouTube or Instagram or Facebook, wherever you saw this. Just drop those points down. Maybe we can compile them and make another video for everyone, inshallah. Jazakum Allahu khayran. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.